here's another one of those really important lessons. And crikey, there's a few of those, isn't there? I'm going to talk to you this morning about how to combine using your early warning signal that something is not quite right with the comfort zone model in a way that I haven't talked about before. And then we're going to apply this new perspective to some practical things in the next few lessons. Have you noticed yet, or has it happened yet, that you can see, that you can clearly see your horse is not comfortable about something? They're clearly in their not too sure zone, but you've double checked and you're still not feeling that anything is not quite right? Well, I'm about to explain how that can happen and what it means for you and your horse. It's pretty exciting, actually. Now, Philip Nye, who created the comfort zone model, talked about only being in the not too sure zone for no longer than 2 minutes at a time. Because, as he said, 2 minutes is a long time when things are a bit tight and tense. You have to imagine his Aussie accent, or well, maybe you can imagine it with mine. But the trouble is that Phil is an amazing horseman with incredibly good skills and mountains of experience. So he can handle 2 minutes out there in the not too sure zone quite easily. Our problem is that when we don't have those skills or such a huge personal comfort zone about something, then it's not okay for us to stay out in the not too sure zone for as long as Phil does. So how do we know what's right for us and for our horse? When you can see your horse is not comfortable about something, when you can see that they are in their not too sure zone, and yet you are feeling peaceful or excited or something else positive, then you can choose to help your horse by keeping them in the not too sure zone for longer than we've been doing on the course so far. That's how you know when it's okay to keep going, when you feel good. And when you feel not quite right, that's when to stop and back off or change it. And that's how we can deal with each individual mix of horse and person experience and size of and the size of each individual comfort zone. Let's say that again, because it's a very big deal. We'll put some big bells and whistles around this one. When you feel good, you know that you can choose to keep going even though your horse is clearly and visibly in their not too sure zone. And when you feel not quite right, then it's time to stop and back off and wait for the chew or change something, no matter what your horse looks like, no matter how comfortable they look. Does that make sense? You're going to start relying on your feelings that something is not quite right even more than you will rely on your eyes. Aha! But the key to success with this is that you have to clearly recognize both the good feelings, the peacefulness, the excitement and the happiness, and to be able to recognize them quite separately from how you feel not quite right, and you have to be reliable in experiencing those feelings. Now, if any of you are still not clear on how you experience not quite right, then this is the time to put your hand up, get in touch with us and attend to that, because you can't take this next step effectively until you're very clear about feeling and using not quite right. So don't be backward about adding on to your core lessons with a small private over this issue, which is so pivotal to your happiness with your horse. You want to be very clear on this one before we get to the ridden work, which isn't that far away. And being able to do this, folks, is what makes a world-class horse person.